Rabbis, I want to discuss today with you this book called, look at this very nice cover, Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Shiduchim, in honor of Parshas Chaye Sarah. So this book was published this past year. Okay, this is a very nice picture on the front cover. The phenomenal job on this picture. Whoever did this picture, I'm just amazed at the photoshopping. Whoever did this is a lot of talent. They took an old photograph of Chaim Kanievsky by his wedding. Okay, this is amazing how they enhanced the photo, black and white photo. They enhanced all the people around him. There's no way the photo was so good originally. Yeah, of course, but it's, they have a lot. Whoever did this is very talented. Very, very talented. Whoever did, I'm impressed with the black and white part. Forget about the color part. That's him getting married. And him, they put in color. And they did a really nice job on this photo. I'm into this type of stuff with Photoshop and photo restoration.
Can you see the similarity?
I'd like to find out who are. Yeah, yeah.
There is.
It's a great picture also. It's a great picture. The people that are looking at the photographer, it's a great picture in many ways. And okay, that's the picture. The book is actually pretty good. As if you need my Hasgama, right? This is part of a series. This person put out many, many volumes of Chaim Kanievsky in English. They make a lot of money from this. It must be Weinberger. Weinberger, they put out many, many volumes on Chamisha Chumshe Torah, on Shemitah, on all different topics. They collect stories, information, and they raise a lot of money. I don't know exactly where the money goes, but Artscroll publishes Artscroll. It's very good. No problem. Very good. And this one, this volume, I actually like this one. I have Rav Chaim on the Siddur, Rav Chaim on Tehillim. I use Rav Chaim on Tehillim. They're all the same schnitt. It's all the same style. Chaim on the Parsha, Rav Chaim on Shemitah, Rav Chaim on this, Rav Chaim on that. It's a watered down collection of stories, anecdotes, halacha. You know, everyone is a little bit different.
It was not a Pesach.
Rav Chaim was not a Pesach. He said himself many, many times, he's not a Pesach. The people went to him as Baal Eitzah. He had certain shitas, which a lot of things that people do not accept. They don't accept a lot of his shitas in life, hashkafa. But it's interesting to hear. You know, you go to a Pesach, because you want a Pesach halacha. And sometimes you go to a Pesach, this is a little controversial, but I don't think it's so controversial. You go to a Pesach to hear what he has to say. You don't necessarily go to a Pesach to get a Pesach halacha, or he tells you this is what you're going to do. Some don't like that approach. They say you're going to a person, you have to accept whatever he says, whether you like it or not. Otherwise, don't waste his time. That's an approach. You have to mekabel asay l'cha rav. You go to the rav. Whatever he tells you, the shail is not if I'm going to jump, how high, which bridge. Whatever the rav says to do, you got to do. If you don't want to accept, you don't go. That is an approach that many, many people have. I've heard from other people that's not necessarily an approach for everyone. Because if you're going to tell everyone to do that, they're going to stay away. They're not going to be mekabel. They're not going to go to Rabbanim. They're not going to go ask Sheilas and Tshuvas. Not everyone in this world is on the Madrega where they're willing to be mekabel, whatever the Rav tells them to do, carte blanche. Not everyone's that Madrega. And the Rabbanim know that also. What? Because it makes a difference. It makes a difference. When you go to a Rav, and the Rav is very passionate when he tells you, this is what the right thing is to do. And you go lechatchila, I'm not going to you to accept. I want to hear what you have to say. More often than not, when you walk away, you walk out of the room with a very different attitude and approach to the issue at hand. You're not going to listen to what the Rav said because, what?
And you might. But that would be,
you might.
That would be them picking and choosing and finding
the so
Rav,
that's not,
what I want.
It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. For some people, it is the end of the world.
You have a right to disagree, even if you're
wrong. We live in a very different type of world today. We live in a very very complex world. Where the society is such where we're all intermingled. It's very, very complicated. It used to be, generations ago, you live in a shtetl, you live in a place, there's a rav. That's the way it is. You don't like what the rav says, then don't live here. The rav is the rav, you follow this psak halacha. If you're in a community, you're in a shul, the rabbi is the boss of the shul. You don't mess with the rabbi. You go to a shul, all the, you know, it's very interesting, there's a shul, there's a balabas. You're in a shul, there is a, who is in charge. You don't like it? You know, like some shuls, we have 1 minion. We have 1 minion. You have yard site? You have 2 yard sites? So flip, no, not in trouble. Flip a coin. We're not making another minion. I don't care. We're not making it. We're not going to go and make this shul into a shtibel, have 20 minyan. We're not. You don't, oh, but they do this in every other shul. I'm the balabas here. You don't like it? You go somewhere else. That's how it is.
But
in the shul.
They didn't make the satellite minyanim. They didn't do it. Whoever was dominating, and that's it.
You have other minyanim. You don't. It's the balabas of a makom. This is his makom. In the makom, you do. You have a question. You want to go and question. That's not no gear with the makom. You have a question. You go to the rabbi. The rabbi is going to give you psak halacha. So, are you going to ask him a psak halacha? Is the meat kosher or not kosher? I have a shayla with a fleishik, a spoon fell into a milk like a pot. You psak halacha. The rabbi says that's halacha. There are many gray areas of life. Mm-hmm. I have a dilemma. Should I go into this business? Should I quit? Should I take this? Should I pursue this shidduch for my child, that shidduch for your child? They're not necessarily halachic questions. Sometimes they may be halachic questions. Should I pull the plug? Should we do a DNR? So you go to the Rav. The Rav tells you, do not sign a DNR. Are you going to listen to him? Are you going with so if you're not going to intend to listen to what he tells you to do, then don't waste his time. That can very well be true when it comes to halacha. It's a very broad spectrum. I don't want to go into that topic over here, but there's no question that there are situations where people, they go to gedolim, they're not going to gedolim to accept what they say 100%. But they want to hear Das Torah. They want to hear. And going will always, always result in a change of attitude, a different perspective on the issue, which will have ramifications one way or another down the line. And to go tell people, if you're not going to listen to him, don't come. If he's going to tell you, you're not allowed to wear a watch, if you go into a Chaim and say, yeah, this thing, you can't wear a watch. You have to grow a beard. He's going to tell you, where's your beard? Where's your, don't wear, why are you wearing a watch? Listen, I'm not growing a beard. I don't care.
I missed you.
What? He'll tell you anyway. So if you're not going to listen to him, don't go to him. You don't hold from him. Come on. How many people went to him to be shoyse batsoma devarov? And part of the things he says, he should have a beard. Listen, I'm not, just because you're not going to accept. Okay, fine, right. Yeah, but even the question, not so different, because even the question he's going to ask you, he's going to tell you to do something that you can't do. But it's very interesting, and I know, you know how this really hit me very hard, is because, you know, people sent him, they actually have the number of how many letters he received in his life. We're dealing with an astronomical number of letters people sent to him. And he always responded very, very bekitzer. 1 or 2, 3 words. So here in this book, it's a very good book, this book. I was very surprised how dense it is, how much information. There are 3 parts of this book. Basically, there's Yisoidos. Okay, they're basically like short little anecdotes or concepts that are very, very short. Not everything is from him, a lot is from like all the other books. It's a lot from the Chazoinish, a lot from the Stipler, his father, from him. Although, you know, it's not only from Chaim Kanievsky, they're all related somehow to Chaim Kanievsky one way or another. And then the second part are stories. The stories over here, there is no attempt to tell you a story you've never heard before. Every single story you've heard before. These are all the famous, famous classic stories of Shaduchim by the Gedolei Yisrael, the Sadi of Chaim Kanievsky, the Gedolei Yisrael from yesteryear. Of the Rashash, the story from the Rashash, and like all the based on Levi, all the famous stories. It's very convenient to have them all grouped together, written up pretty well in one place, right here with all of the names, all of the details, all of the facts, get the story straight. It's a tremendous service that this author did for Klal Yisrael, is to collect for you basically every Weinberger, every famous story. There is, like, you know, you buy today a new book, you go to the bookstore, you buy a book, they're not going to rehash the old stories. No one's going to buy it. I don't want to go here old, I want to hear new.
This was written in Eretz Yisrael?
Written, I think so, yeah.
What's Weinberger's first
name? Was it Naftali. Naftali Weinberger. And every story, you know, you go buy a book today, stories, a new story. I want to hear a new story. I'm not going to go hear the same old stale story. Yeah, only new. Some make up some make-believe stories. No. There's no attempt here, even at the Havina, to tell you a story you didn't hear before. These are the classics. The classic stories that you've all heard before, but it's very convenient. You want to hear the story? Here it is. Any story about Shiduchim, about marriage, from the Gedolei Yisrael of yesteryear that you remember hearing, you just can't put your finger on it, and you don't know the name of the person, you don't know all the details. Well, guess what? They got it all here for you, collected in one place. It's very, very, very great service they've done for you. He's done for you by putting them together. Yeah, it's a very, very, very happy. The stories are all very refreshing. Not all of them are very relevant to us today. You'll laugh at some of the stories, but that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is just to tell you the classics. And then they did something I've never, ever seen someone do before. It's very interesting. I'm very into all of his books, into these books. They're like storybooks, pretty much. They're not really, it's very, very light. They're very light. But here they also have tefillos. Shouldn't say they have tefillos. Very nice. Classic tefillos from the Gedolei Yisrael on what, to daven for Shidduchim. People who are davening for Shidduchim. It's very, very nice, short collection of tefillos. And then they did something I've never seen do before. They have today, they have books and books and books of the She'elois U'Teshuvos, the letters that people have sent of Chaim Kanievsky, and it's short one or two word answers. So here they've taken every letter they can find, not every letter, a nice, nice collection of those questions that were, those letters, or recordings. People this would sit there the whole day with him when he had Kabbalah Sa'am and record all the questions and answers and basically give you both the Hebrew and they don't translate it word for word. Very interesting art, they don't translate it. They just give you like the synopsis. It's done very, very well. Very surprised how well it's done about questions and answers. And what really hit me for the first time is, you know, you hear a lot of stories. The Eshav Chaim can ask you a question. And Chaim Kanievsky paskin like this. Okay, either you say, okay, it's pashut, I don't need him to tell me that. Like many people actually, yeah, of course, I don't need Chaim Kanievsky to tell me, of course, it's pashut. Or sometimes you'll hear an answer, you'll say, it's not nogami. That answer, if you're an Israeli, you're a Haredi, you know, okay, this is not my, I'm not from this world. 1 second. You know, you'll say, I'm not from this world. It's not nogami. Don't even publish this because you'll publish this, you can get into trouble because it's not politically correct to say that answer. But what's very interesting is when you see exactly what he said, the exact words, sometimes only three or four words or two words. When you translate it in English and when you report it to the tzibur, it's very different. And when you see what he said exactly, it really has a very different flavor than what people say he said. Rav Chaim said, in this Shiloh, this is what you do. Okay, it's taka true when you translate it, but when you read the Hebrew, three or four words, a different flavor. And that, to me at least, came leaping out of the pages of this book. So let's go through some shilas. We are not everything here is such a big chiddush. We'll just do the best we can, a couple of things. I didn't really organize myself, so we'll just go through very, very quickly. Okay, first topic, which to me is not a very happy topic, I don't like this topic, but anyway, over here, is segulois. Segulois for finding a zivuk. Okay, this is a very dangerous topic. So what's interesting over here is everything that he said of Chaim Kanievsky about segulois is cited in Chazal. He did not make up anything new. He did not make anything esoteric. And in fact, he's very, and this comes very often, he's very, very against, makes litzonis, very against these exotic segulois and these mukmolim, very against it. There's a business going on out there. People bring their ksuba to a mukubal to look at the ksuba, and they can predict. He says it is osur to do so. Osur. So he's not into these going to festivals, but he does cite things that are written in Chazal. There are Midrashim. One thing he writes here, the Medrash, it's a Tanchuma, is Shiluch HaKan. I never knew this. Shiluch HaKan. Shiluch HaKan, someone sent him a letter. Mahi Askula HaBeduka VeHamenusa, a Segula that is Boduku Menusa Avor Mitzias Shiduch. And he writes, okay, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he's the Ur Metumim. Yikaye mitzvah shiluach hakan, kidi isa b'medrash. It's a medrash. You don't play around with the medrash. Okay, and he goes on. Then someone asked him a question. And then he writes, there was a question. What about a pairing? What about doing this segula on behalf of someone else? The person will never do it. I'll do it for you. I'm going to go figure out how to be mekayim the mitzvah shluch hakan, which is not so simple. Him yesh segula b'mesha abba mekayim shluch hakan b'chdei shebinoi oibito yisku l'zivug. He says it doesn't say that in the Medrash. Doesn't say that. I don't even really. Some of them they quote the whole Medrash in Shlemus. Some of them he does quote it. The Yalkut Shemayni, he does quote it, and. And he says it doesn't say that. In the Medrash it says you got to do it yourself. Doing it for someone else doesn't say. He quotes the Medrash over here. It says Lamanu Mitzvah Gagaris Mitzvah. It says in the Yalkut Shemayni, the Medrash Tanchuma with Yalkut Shemayni Lamanu Mitzvah Gagaris Mitzvah. Shenemar Ki Yikarein Kan Tzipor Shleach Teshalach. And what's the next parasha? Next parasha is kiyikach ish isha. So it's a medrash. The medrash says, what's the smichus of shaleach tishlach esrem v'esabonim tikach loch with kiyikach ish isha? What's the smichus of pasuk? So it says, v'tiske maksiv acharav v'tiske le'isha ulebanim. So you can't play around with fire. If it says it in the medrash, this is not a 21st century mekubal. Chadoshim Mikar of Bohu. This is the Medrash. There's a smichus in the Torah between Shaleach Tishalach Esoim Kiyikach Ish Isha. The Yalkut Shmoni then Chumet says Umaksiv Bacharav. It says Kiyikach Ish Isha, and the Medrash says the words are Memelis V'Tizke LeIsha LeBanim. Okay, next. Another he quotes another Tanchuma. Okay, I'm not going to go through all the words. He has the quote holding in the Bishlam Musay is supporting Talmidei Chachamim. Yes, it's a pasuk in Iyov. It's a medrash tanhuma which darshins a pasuk in Iyov supporting Talmidei Chachamim is a koyach that brings about shiduchim. He quotes another medrash tanhuma kibud avoim. Another medrash he quotes is to listen with carefully to birchas koyhanim. And this is a tremendous chiddush. This is controversial. Someone asked him if he's a ben Ashkenaz. Should he, and he's looking for a shizivuk, he's having a hard time, is it proper for him to daven in a Sfaradish shul every day shachris? I know, I used to make litzanos of this. People who's Ashkenaz, who go to daven in a Sfaradish shul with a duchen every single day to be zoiche to what it says in... What it says to be zochah to this segula, what is the segula? What does it say? Ki yedua, he writes over here, I'm letting you read what it says. She'ela, ki yedua yesh bezmanenu harbe bachurim bachuros sh'adayin lo yizochu limsoy zivugam lo yoleinu. Hoim yesh l'kvoy toras rabbeinu shlita. Eitz avuram. So he responds in the letter. Yechavnu hashoimim b'shas birchas koyhanim. Okay, this is regular during the Moadim. They should have kavana by the word vichuneko. Yochnecha b'ni. Okay, the word vichuneka, during that specific word to have kavana for a zivuk. When they do birchas koyhanim, you should have kavana. The next question was, if you live in chutz liaretz והמינק שם שהכהנים לא יוצאים כפיהם רק בחגים. כאילו יוכל ללכת לשמוע ברכס כהנים במינין של ספרדים. של פרסן דוד נסר של מינין, שלא יוצאים כפיהם בכל יום גם מחוץ לארץ. And he writes, Eitza Toiva. Okay, it's controversial. Some Gedolim will say, it's not your minug, don't, what are you doing? It's not your minug. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said a lot of controversial things. He says, yes. Okay, this is something which became popular recently is... Some people, he writes over, this is something which was a new sefer, a new manuscript that was discovered. We just read it to you inside, I brought it in, they reprinted it, is that it says there is from a Rishon, is that you should go to the Kohanim themselves and you should tell them your problem. And when they duchen, they should have you in mind. I asked this to a Kohen, a popular Kohen. I asked him, did anyone come to you and ask you? So he told me, no one ever asked me to do something specific, but people have come to me before duchening and asked me, just please have me in mind. They've come up to me. You're not allowed to exclusively, but you can. It's not only for you, but you can have ask the coin. It says even at the kach that you shall ask the coin, go to coin. When you say vichuneka, think about me. I need a shirach. I have a child. What? Yeah. Look, you can daven shmona esrei in the subway underground, but there's an in of going to the Kosel Hamaravi. Of course, you have kavana for the whole Klal Yisrael. But there's an intensity when you're thinking also, in addition to the old Klal Yisrael, there's a fellow here in this shul whose daughter is in Shidduchim, is having a hard time. I'm the Kohen. Let me go and be Mechavin for her.
For Shidduchim, for everybody, specifically for that one person?
If everyone plus that person also. You think for everyone. When you daven, the whole Nusach HaTzvil is B'loshan Rabim. You daven for Refu Shalema, Rofei Choylei Amo Yisrael. But there's no harm in having in mind a specific person. It's no different.
Kobe,
I don't know.
It could be
the difference of opinion. I don't know. I really don't know. Yisrael has zokuk lezivik asher yeshuach im yochel levakish mechaver hakoyin lechaven sheyiske limsa lezivuk b'shas birchas kohanim. Cain, yes. Okay. He brings out another. He brings out another thing. These are all things. Again, word vichuneka, and he brings out another makar. Is check your mezuzos. How do you like that? Another ancient makar is yisaimim. Yishtadel to marry off yisaimim. Okay, some of these things are pshutim. Okay, then he writes over here, he asked him, what about going, there's a mishagas out there, and I say, going to the Kaisel 40 days, to daven every single day of the Kaisel. He writes, I loy roisi kosov school azu. I never saw any of Chaim, it was an encyclopedia, he knew everything. Loi roisi, I don't know where this comes from. Loi roisi kosov school zu aval iser ein bezeh. There's no iser, but I don't know where it is. There's such a mila. Okay, another question. Okay. He writes another very interesting question. He says he cites a makar chulim sechta chulim mipri. It's a pasuk mipri. Pi ish tispa bitnoi. The Gemara Darshan is a reference to writing Torah. He has a drosh. The Gemara Rav Chaim. There's a Gemara Masech Tachulin. Daf Nuntas where it's mashma that a segula. I'm surprised I'm even saying that word because I don't like that word. So Shaduchim is to write chidushe Torah. It's come out of a ferish of Gemara Masech Tachulin. The Gemara Darshan is a pasuk. And the Pshuta Shel Mikra, means children, and the Gemara Darshan refers to writing Chidushei Torah. Rav Chaim says if the Pshuta Shel Mikra is children, or Shaduchim, children, which was Sanan with Shaduchim, and the Drasha is to write Chidushei Torah, it has to be that in the effort of writing Chidushei Torah or supporting, giving money for the Hatfasa of Chidushei Torah printing, has to be that there's some connection between the two. Okay. What?
He put in that second part of supporting it and sponsoring
it. Yeah. Shamati mikvoy Torah Rabbeinu Shlita. Sheyesh Gula Lezivig Lezer Shel Kayama Lehatfis. To publish Chidushe Torah. Vehadavro Hoyo Leharbe Anoshim and it works. Mahu Amukar Lezeh. So he writes back. Chulin Nuntesa Medbeis. Mordarj is a pasuk in Mishle. Yudches Chof. mipri pi ish, from the fruits of the pi ish, tispa bitnoi. And the Gemara there, we have to learn the Pshuta Shel Mikra, and what it means, and the Gemara's drasha, and one pshat it refers to children, one pshat refers to Chiddushei Torah, printing, writing Chiddushei Torah, and he says that's the Makar. Okay, let's go very quickly. He writes over here, this is Mamash Rashi and Chumash. See, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I like about this is, he tells you all the simple things that you're supposed to know anyway. He tells you Rashi and Chumash, he tells you Pasuk in Tehillim, a piece of Gemara. He's not telling you these esoteric zoyars and things you never heard before. He says, last week's Parashas Noach, Yoktan had an enormous number of children. Okay, in Parashas Noach. V'shem Achiv Yoktan, Rashi Kosav, Shoya Onov. Why was he called Yoktan? He was humble. Umakdin Atzmai, Lekach Zocha, Rashi and Chumash. The best stuff is the basic stuff. And it's chaval that we need a commander of Chaim Kanievsky to remind us of the simple stuff. Chaim Kanievsky didn't tell you to go to some country you never heard of before to find the Rebbe in a that you never heard of before in a cemetery that you never heard of before and daven for a segula. Can you hear people? I'm going to this country in the Chlesnish where there's a Rebbe. People, they daven by his kever, the zeichet to Yeshuas. I'm going to learn Zeresh Shimshon 40 days in a row. What are you talking about? Who made up these things? Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he never said that stuff. He never ever said it. In fact, he didn't hold from this. But he just quotes simple things. Did you learn Chumash and Rashi this week? Did you learn what it says in the Pasuk? It says there's a person named was Yoktan. Why was he called Yoktan? Rashi, where's Rashi? Shaho Yo'onov, Umakdin Atzmai, Lekach Zocha, Lahamid Kol HaMishpachos Halalu. Wow. Rashi Chumash, because he was humble, he merited to have a very large family. He established many families. He had an enormous number of children, and from him came a lot. So isn't that a Musa Haskel if Rashi's writing this? If a person wants to be Zoicha, a Zeresh al Kayama, to be humble, not to be such a big shot. Okay, it's simple. You don't have to go fly to the other end of the world to a Rebbe that no one ever heard of, for a schooler. How about learning Chumash Rashi and see what it says there? Don't you think what Rashi says is more potent than learning Zeresh Shimshon? I'm not putting down Zeresh Shimshon. Someone calls me every week and he learns with me Zeresh Shimshon. I don't want to stop him. I don't understand what he's talking about. I don't want to insult him. Okay, you want to go tell him, sure, I'll listen. It's not up my alley, but... Okay.
But you got to go to the Rebbe to find out how to be in.
They're dead. They're not going to tell you. They don't talk. They don't talk to you. Okay, next. This is very interesting. This is very, because this was last week. And you know, last week we Taka did this. Right? Daven on Shabbos. It was Taka very interesting. There's a person that I know who's been married for a while, doesn't have children for a long time. So I maneuvered to a certain degree they should give the person maftir last week. Okay, and it worked. And I tried to stay out of it. I just tried. I tried, no, he died last week. Let's see, come back in a year, and yes, in a year. Last Shabbos is the Isha HaShunamis. And she said to him, the Elisha said, Lashona HaZoist Ke'es Chaya At Choyvekes Ben. You will have a child. She said, don't lie to me. Just listen to me, Elisha. You're gonna have a child next year, this time. And Vatahar Hoisha Vatelid Bain. She had a child. Okay? At the end of the parasha, Vatisa Espino Vatetse, the child lived, Triasamesim. So it must be a very nice thing. Nice thing. Now what about Sarah? Well, Sarah, that's Kain. You can only give to a Kain, the first Aliyah, right? Okay, so Kain, the beginning of Aliyah was, the first Aliyah said, the Malach said, that, are you poly be Hashem Dovar? La moira shuve lech ko eischai le Sarah bein. Okay, so if you're a Kain, you can get that Aliyah. There's another Aliyah, the Hashem pokad es Sarah. All right. These are all very, I think, you know, there's a certain, the maftir, it has a certain excitement. I don't know why. So I just dropped this information to the Gabbai, this, that. And sure enough, look who's getting maftir today. Look who's getting maftir today. So then I mentioned this to someone later on, and he said, yeah, that's why they gave him maftir? I didn't realize that. That's why. So he says, I was just like playing around. And then like I began to wonder, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. What was my business? Open my mouth, right? Mechutzef, whatever. Yes, of course. Of course he realized.
So now you're on the hook.
So guess what? I opened up this sefer yesterday, and look what it says here. Shalu, this from the Stipler. I was so...
It's all about giving birth to land
maftir. Vatarisha. Now, it's not exactly the same, but look what it says over there. Zapella, what it says here. Shah or im, now the Esther Stipler. But the Stipler was a real spook. Stipler, the Rav Chaim's father, I never met him, but people who speak about him, they titter, even thinking about his father, the Rav Chaim's father. Sha'alu, they asked Shayla. Question was sent to Chaim Kanievsky. Im ba'alak hilas Yaakov zatzal, is it really true that your father, the Stipler, Shalach sent as kivoy toiras Rabbeinu shlita you? Nice, elaborate. Is it true that the Stipler sent you, Rav Chaim? And he writes in brackets, they add in uminyon shel anosh, and they must have done research on this question, you with a minion, likfar shunem. Is that how you pronounce it? In Eretz Yisrael, there's a place called Kfar Shunem. It's near, in parentheses, Afula. I don't know anything about Eretz Yisrael. You know where Afula is?
Yes.
Mayor, where's Afula?
East of Haifa.
Okay, there's a place called Kfar Shunem, or Shunam. I don't know if I'm not correct. Lebeis HaShunamis. It must be, asked the tourist, a guy, one of the tourist guards, there must be a famous stop. People go touring Eretz Yisrael to go to Kfar Shunem, to the base. They know where it is. The base HaShunamis. How could they know that where it is after all these years of Golus? Chleistish, that's what it says. The Stipler sent you, Rab Chaim, and a minion to Kfar Shunem, to the base HaShunamis, lehispalel, to pray avur anoshim, for certain people, shadayin lo nifkidu bezera shel kayama. Is it true? That was the letter. Question. And he writes, typical one-word answer, Cain. It's true. So you see over here the Stipler held, then he goes on to elaborate, I'm not going to go through the details. He basically, other letters, is that the Stipler held, as the way it is, melameid shahamokoim goyrim. This is a very important principle. There's something to a mokoim where a miracle happened, a mokoim where a tefillah was niskabel. It has a roshim. You can dive in underground on the subway, on the Q train, no problem. You can dive in there. You can be surrounded by all these funny creatures. The tefillah works. But it's a different tefillah when you dive in by the Kosel HaMaravi. It's a different tefillah. There are certain places in this world, it's different. You should not underestimate the koyach of tefillah the Rosh Hashanah makes in certain places. And certain places are more mesugal for certain inyanim. Okay, Kosel HaMaravi obviously is when you pray for children. But there's an element that the Beis HaShunamis has that may be more fitting to pray specifically for this issue. This was a mokim where a tefillah was answered, a place where a miracle happened. A woman had a child, and it's a celebrated story. It's in the Nevi'im. We read in the Haftarah, Parshas Vayera, Haloi Pashut. And the Stipler, who was a no-nonsense person, anyone who knows anything about the Stipler, this is not your makubal. Okay, he was a no-nonsense person. He sent Rav Chaim Kanievsky and a minion of people to go to Kfar Shunem, to daven for people that did not have children. A Stipler held this something, Milameit Shehamokoim Goyrim. Exactly. So, just because Shasim doesn't mean that the Mokim is Mesugal for Tzila. The Hayaluchot, the Hayaluchot. You make a bracha. So no, you make a bracha. You make a bracha on a rainbow. The rainbow is not necessarily a good simin. You make a bracha on a rainbow. No, there's something to it. I told you many, many times. I was once talking.
Kaisel is also shasim
based on itself. But that's kibesi based tefila l'cholo amim. That's a little bit different. Look, I told you many times. I was in the Beis Medrash of Simcha Soloveitchik, and they were talking about where is Har Sinai. Where is the Har? So no one knows today where Har Sinai is. No one can tell you. There are many theories. There's a very big Talmud Chacham. His name is Alexander Poul, or Hul, Hul, eight Hul. He wrote a few books. He's a genius. He's a very, very big genius. He wrote a few books. One about the missing years. There are 166 missing years. Mark, do you have it under your mattress at home? Did you steal? There are 166 missing years in Jewish history that cannot be reconciled with the secular accounting of history and the Jewish accounting. This is a big deal. There are 166 missing years in the calendar. Where did they go? Where did those 166 years go? There's no answer to this question. There's no... He wrote a book. Alexander Hull wrote a fascinating book exploring where they went. Okay, how do you reconcile the account, the paro of the Torah with the secular account of the ancient pharaohs? Who in the secular accounting is the paro of Mitzrayim? There's no way to reconcile. Alexander Hull wrote a whole book on this. And he has a thesis which is brilliant, which is presented to the biggest experts in the world, and they have nothing to say. They don't want to accept that he's right, but they can't disprove that he's wrong. He wrote another book. Where is Har Sinai? He wrote four books. One of them, Where is Har Sinai? All the different possibilities. And then he wrote a book on the Masois. The fourth book is retrace the Masois of the Jewish people. He's into this type of historical stuff. Hull, Alexander Hull. It's brilliant. I have one book here on the shelf. H-O-O-L. Hull is a brilliant person. He's from North America. He wrote four books on these, and four books. These are the four books. So he has so one. Where is Har Sinai? He has a whole book. Where it is. All the possibilities. All the possibilities. So I once said to, I said to have Simcha Soloveitchik, he's tremendous. I says, who cares? What difference does it make? What's the difference?
Because there's gold buried.
Okay, money. There's money buried there. Okay. I said, who cares? You're going to go there. You're going to go. Let's say you know where it is. You're going to go there. Who cares? So he got really angry at me. He got really angry. I never saw this coming. And he started pounding on the table and he says, how dare you say that? If the Torah tells us there's a Mokoyim in the world, Har Sinai, you have to know where that Mokoyim is. You have to know where it is, and you should go there, and you should appreciate the mokum. Milamed shaham mokum goyrim. Okay, there's no kedusha. There's no kedusha. It's not the permanent resting place of the Beis HaMikdash. But if there's a mokum that's mentioned in the Torah, it's choshuv. Don't go say, who cares? There's a value in knowing where it is. There's a value, if you know where it is, to go see it, to be there. What are you going to see? I don't know what you're going to see, but don't go just dismiss a mokoyim. Milamed shaham mokoyim goyrein. Don't dismiss to go daven. Could you imagine if they believed me, if they knew where it is, they would have in all the magazines special Shavuos retreat. We're going to have the best speakers. We're going to have Pesach Kron is going to lead us on a tour of Har Sinai. Come spend Shavuos at Hotel Sinai in the Saudi Arabian desert in Har Sinai. The best food, best accommodations. Someone would make a lot of money on this. If they knew where it was to go spending. You know, it's not such a bad idea. To go... What? Where is Gan Eden? The Pesach to Gan Eden. We don't know. The only reason why they haven't done this yet is because no one really knows where it is. And there's no air conditioning in the Saudi Arabian desert. There's no air conditioning, there's no water, you just can't set up. If they were able to set up shop there, believe me, they would make a lot of money. Someone would be making a lot of money on this. To take people touring of a tour of Har Sinai and to spend Shavuos What better can you imagine with the headlines of all the magazines, all the advertisements? What better way to spend your Shavuos than to go to Har Sinai? Come to the Beis Medrash of Har Sinai. Could you? You would also go, Mark, no? I would go. We would all go. Why not? What's so terrible? Melamed Shaham Mokoim Goyim of Chaim Kanievsky.
Been there, done that.
Okay, so Rav Stibler says, Pella, what he says here. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, yes, it's true. I went to Shunem. So Taka, I was so happy. Taka, you see that there's something to it. That's the Mokoim. Now, what about getting the Aliyah? I don't know. It can't be so far removed.
He didn't answer if they had kids.
It's happened this week. Give him 9 months.
No,
he doesn't say. His father sent him. It says, all he says is that his father, it's a true story, the Stipler sent Rav Chaim and 9 other people to go to this mokum to daven for children. That's a very interesting story. I think that's something to pay attention to. This is something which I don't think the average person would expect. To hear that being the answer. And also, by the way, here it's in writing. Once already we're talking about these stories, here it's mamish in writing. They have the letter documented. They asked him. They say over, I have to find some different section of the questions, is that the reason why that if a school to have a find the shidduch for your daughter is you must make a kiddush. When a girl is born, the shidduch of the girl depends on the shidduch of the kiddush of a birth announcement, and that's when there was a craze going on that there were girls who were looking for shidduchim, and they asked her, "Did you make a kiddush when we were born?" I don't remember. That's why I'm not married. So they went and they made a kiddush. They're 25 years old. Come for a kiddush. I went to such kiddushim, lavish kiddushim. Lavish kiddushim in honor of the birth of a girl. She's now 25 years old. And why? Because Rav Chaim, because of the Maisa, because it was a girl that didn't have a kiddush. And Rav Chaim, the story is a girl was having a hard time finding a zivuk, and they asked the Stipler, why did this happen? Why? And he asked, did you make a kiddush when she was born? And the father said, no, we did not make a kiddush announcing her birth. That's why your daughter's not married. So the father went. They made a kiddush, and then she found the shidduch halif. So they asked Rav Chaim, "Is this story true?" And he write down the whole story, and they have it all in writing. It's lo hayu dvarim me'olam, baloney story, baloney. No, he wrote the story is not true, baloney. And he says, "My own daughters, I didn't make a kiddush for." Rav Chaim says, "My own daughters, and they did very good shidduchim." My own daughters, I did not make a kiddush. He says, my oldest daughter, I had nothing to do with this. My mother-in-law made a little teeny kiddush for a few people in her house when my oldest daughter was born. But after that, she didn't even do anything either. And I certainly didn't do anything. And he says, everyone in the family, we never made kiddushim. And they all got married. And the story is not true. It's not true. He writes it over here. They finally put in print. You can go see yourself. They put in print. It's not true. Okay, so people make up a lot of funny things. Okay, this is very interesting to me. This I find very interesting. Everybody, so we're running out of time very quickly. There's so much material. It can go on for weeks, but we're going to have to call it quits soon on this. Let's over here. Another thing I found very interesting, he writes a skula. This is, to me, it's very shocking because, school, this is not my thing. And he says, that Shamati, someone sent a letter, Shamati mikvoy Torah Shabbeinu Shlita, Shehamezamein bebirchas hamazoin, to lead the benching, who segula lezivuk, mahu amukor shel ze. So he writes back, hamavorech misparech. The one that blesses should be blessed. Is he condoning that it's a skula? I don't know.
He asked
a kavata. He says, never heard of this. To be a kavata by a bris is a skula for a shidduch.
For a shidduch?
For a shidduch is. Haim yesh makar, read the exact words. Yeah, see, that's what's very good to see. So to see actually the words. Haim yesh makar shakibud kivater hu skula lehipokeid bezera shel kayama. Teshuva, eini yodea makar laze. I do not know any source. I have no source for this. Okay, Then he brings this, and also things I never heard any of these things. This, he brings from the Leshem. Who is the Leshem? The grandfather of Eliashiv. The Shiloh. Re'isi, I've seen Segula Lezivug. I never heard of this. Can you imagine? Meharamami Pano. He was a big Mekubal. He's the one that can tell you who you're a Gilgulof. He can, all the Gilgul, everyone's a Gilgul, Hashal Shalos of Gilgulim, he was known for that. The Ramami Pano, he traced everyone's Gilgul. Re'isi Skula Lezivug Meharamami Pano Umibal Haleshem. Not just the Leshem was also Mekubal. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach's grandfather was also, was it Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach's? Rav Eliashiv? Of Eliashiv. Grandfather, right? Rav Eliashiv's grandfather was the Leshem. The Leshem, no one learns the Leshem because no one understands what it says. It's his Kabbalah. He's a Kabbalist. From the Leshem, Loimar, you ever hear this? B'soiv Shmon Esrei. Before you say Yehiyu L'Rotzon Imrei Fi, before you say it, to say the famous Mizmor, Shir La Malois, Esso Einai El Harim Anyevo Ezri. The whole Mizmor. Shidduchim. So he said, that's what he says in the Leshem. The Leshem, and then Amipano, that's what a person should do in order to assist in his prayers for Shidduchim to be Mispalul before Yi Lurotzon, Shir La Malois, Esso Einai El Harim Anyevo Ezri. Ezri Mi Mashem Oisei Shomeres. I'm assuming because Ezri comes to the word of Hashem made an Ezer Kenegdoi. The word Ezri is a code word for a Zivug, because the Torah calls a wife an Ezer Kenegdo. So he says, yeah, he says, and they asked in more details, but that's nothing more down. Okay, then he writes over here, okay, some basic things. Yom Kippur Katan, he writes very interesting. He asked, and this he said many times, is that if you have a Kehillah, and many people don't, they're having a hard time.
Yeah, that's the famous
advertisement. Yom Kippur Katan.
Every month is an advertisement.
Is this for Shidduchim? Okay, why is Yom Kippur Katan for Shidduchim? I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm assuming Lo Hayu Yomim Tovim Li Yisrael, Kitubaov, and Yom Kippurim. Shebohen Benos Yisrael would go out to find Shidduchim. So Yom Kippur Godol, the Yom Kippur Godol, that is certainly a time for Shidduchim.
But again, for the person who wants the Shidduchim.
Everyone, for the grandparents also. Today, all the grandparents are working in Shidduchim. New generation. New generation. It used to be. Once you have children, you're done, right? You're done. Now the grandparents, never ends. Never ends. Never ends. Support never ends. And never ends. Shidduchim. Grandparents work on Shidduchim for this generation. Here, grandparents used to, that's it, I'm done. I didn't shidduch my children, I'm out of this. Finished. Let my children worry about their children. I don't get involved in my grandchildren's shidduchim. You listen today to people talk, the grandparents are busy the whole day looking for shidduchim for their grandchildren. Okay? From all ages, all types, all different stripes of Judaism, the grandparents are working full time, 24/7 on shidduchim. Okay? So it's a new world today. It's a new world today. It used to be, and why is Yom Kippur a special day? Because obviously it's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo Hayu Yom Tov Liyisrael. I'm imagining, it doesn't say this, I'm imagining because since Yom Kippur Katan is a shtickle Yom Kippur, right? It has that elements of Yom Kippur, so it's called Yom Kippur Katan. The Mela, if Lo Hayu Yom Tov Liyisrael Ketubah Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur Katan, no, it's also a chelik of Shidduchim. Okay? No, we have one other minute. What are we? It's not. What time is it? It's too early. 12:05. It's not 12. We have 12:05. We can't have minchah yet. Okay. Okay. Now, let's do some other things over here. Okay. He writes over very important. These some things are very basic, but just like where he writes, should a person be mispalel for a specific girl? He really likes this girl. Or this girl really wants this boy. Should a person daven to Hashem, I want this boy. Definitely. Next Shaila. Let's say it's not me. I'm a shatran. Should I be mispalel that these two people, they're going out. Finally, I got them to go out. And now when I daven Shimon Esrei, Hashem, please put into their minds that they should want to marry each other.
No.
So he says very clearly, he writes even to the sakana to do that.
Wow,
don't do that. You mispalel. It has to be natural. Don't tefillah. We underestimate the koyach of tefillah.
Can't be responsible for something that is already. In other words, you can't be responsible. Oh, I want my wife to have the boy. She's pregnant.
Who says that it is? And go. Who says that it is? They're dating. Right?
No. Hold on. I didn't get to that point. You don't want to be responsible. Just say that it should be a boy after she's pregnant. It's feels sharp.
Okay.
I born the other thing. Yitzuris Avlad, the shit that was made of it.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't, it wasn't. You're being misspelled. This should be a shidduch. Is the wrong thing to do. You should be misspelled that if it's supposed to be
right, correct.
It should happen.
Right, exactly.
But not being misspelled, this should be a shidduch. Because if it's not supposed to be, it's not supposed to be.
Okay, fine. But don't in davening for a shidduch, don't daven for someone specific. You daven for a shidduch and everything should go the way it's supposed to go. It should go the way it's supposed to go, but not to daven specifically, I want to marry this girl, or girl, I want to marry this boy, or to daven, even the shatran, this should be the shidduch. Because that, he writes, is even though to you it may seem it's the perfect shidduch, you really don't know.
You really don't know.
I'm a male, he says, he writes, even if it's a sakana, v'yesh gam sakana b'davar, chalila l'hispalel al zeh. Right, such very powerful words. Chalila, to be mispalel for someone specific, not you, not anyone else. V'gam yesh sakana b'davar. Okay, when they asked him, when should a parent begin to be mispalel for the shidduch of their child? Teshuvah. So he writes, when should they be mispalel? He writes, mishanoldu, the moment they're born. The moment the child is born, Rav Chaim says you should already be mispalel for shidduchim. Look, you say by the bris. The moment the baby is born, you're already davening for a shidduch. Okay? Yeah, what about the boy himself? When should you tell a boy when he's bar mitzvah, he says? When a boy is bar mitzvah, the boy himself should already start davening for his own shidduch. Isn't that amazing? Tell a boy when he's a bar mitzvah boy, Rav Chaim says, a bar mitzvah boy should already, when he daven Shmona Esrei, should already have in mind that Hashem should provide him with the Zivuk Hagvah. Everything, unbelievable. They asked him, where's the best place to daven for a shidduch? The best place? Koisel Hamaravi. Okay? Some things are posh, but it's interesting how he says it. Okay, then let's say
why by the
Koisel? Why? That's, I guess, Kibesi Beis Tefil L'chol Amim. Interesting question. Go out with a girl, you go out, and then after a couple of dates, one side says, no, I don't want. And the other side is very hurt. Is there an inyan at some point in time to ask mechila? Gesundheit. Should you ask mechila? You go out with the boy, go out with the girl, and the girl wants very much all the way around, and then no, and you break the person's heart. You've caused them a lot of pain. Is it now? People do whatever they want to go do. The letter was sent. The letter was sent to Rav Chaim. Is there sheila? Mi she mafsik shiduch gzuntai. The person that cancels a shiduch acharei kama pigishos, many dates. You've dated 20 dates, and then im yesh inyan sheyoymar l'shatchan. That you should say, tell the shatran after you broke off and you hurt the person's heart, levakesh b'shmoy mechila me'atzad Hashem. What would you say, Meir?
You should ask
the
first
date. The first date? No. There's nothing to ask for. What? No, that's a shtayi worse. Get engaged, you're finished. That's
all. Well, our engagement is not.
Okay, right. That's a very big problem. Okay, fine. We're talking about they did not get engaged. They're dating. There's no engagement. No one even knows about it. It's totally private. Let's assume no one knows, which is not true anyway. But anyway, no one knows about it. And then it's just a matter, personal matter. You go out, date.
Who couple, ask you forgiveness for what?
The other party, you broke their heart. What do you mean? What do you mean? You call someone a lot of agmas nefesh, time and money. A boy spends on a girl a lot of money. So, what would you say to the shayla? Interesting shayla, right? What would you say? What? It's, you know, it has other applications. So he says just straight out. He says ein oitzarach. It's not necessary. It's part of the rules. Part of the rules. It's very, very, I'm telling you, you don't know these type of things, you don't remember, but you should know it's very interesting when you date someone and it doesn't work out, how to end it. it's a world of commentary of how after dating a number of dates, even one date, two dates, three dates, you go out, and then comes to a point, it's clear to one side, this is not the right shidduch. How do you end it? Okay, different circles. You know, there's the yeshivish circles, the mamadan circles. Does the boy say, does the girl say, do they involve a shatran? And I can tell you a story.
You shouldn't even go out on another date with her because
I'll tell you a story. I'm not going to tell you who the story is about, but I'll tell you a story where a boy goes out with a date. The boy goes out and there's a professional shatran, and the boy goes out or the girl goes out, whatever it is, and then after a number of dates, it's over. One side says, "That's it, it's over." So the boy calls the shatran, and the boy says to the shatran, whatever it is, I don't want. And the shatran maybe had a bad day that day, or maybe, I don't know what happened with the shatran, calls up the other party and says very abruptly and with a very nasty tone, the girl doesn't want. The shidduch is over, the end, don't call her again, it's over. In a very nasty way. I didn't say nasty enough. Maybe she can... The shatran shut down the shidduch after the girl, let's say the girl didn't want, in a very nasty way, which was not proper. Okay? The girl was so insulted. There's a way to end it. There's a way. There's the proper words. How do you say it's over? So the girl went and said some lashon hara about the boy. And she said, what a nasty boy. Well, could be because the way the shatran shut down the date was not proper. So the girl took it out on the boy. Okay? So the boy got back to the boy. What happened? Or the girl, whatever, that got back, what happened? So the next time, the boy or the girl, whoever it was, the son, if this ever happens again, when it comes time, if it ever happens that we're going to have the same situation, I myself will shut down the shidduch. Now, of course, it depends. Every situation is, you can't generalize. You really, really can't generalize anything in shidduchim. So kachava, another shidduch was presented, and he went out, or he went out, she went out. I'm not telling you all the details of was it a he or she, whatever it was. And the same, similar scenario, and this time the person said, I'm going to do it myself. And he called up the other party, or she called up, and very gently said, it's not for us. And then time passed, and he got back feedback, high, high praise, how he took the initiative to very gently, got very high praise. Wow, you see that? I made a tikkun. Next third shidduch, this guy's a killer, right? He's a killer. Well, the other way around, the girl's a killer. There are plenty of girls that are killers out there, don't worry. And the girl, and then the next time, and similar thing, no, it's not going to be. After two, three dates, he calls up himself and says, you know, it's not going to work out. It's not very, very polite. And then he gets a call. What in the world did you do? That's not the protocol. You don't call up the girl. The girl was so hurt, this. That's not the protocol. The protocol is you tell the shatran. You didn't follow the protocol. I don't know who made up these protocols. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So you know what the lesson is? There are no rules.
Don't go out.
The lesson is don't go out. Don't get married. What is the lesson? No. The lesson is there are no rules. Let's get it clear. There are really, literally no rules, period. This question that they present here, it's funny to me almost. It's funny to me. It's always hurt. In love and war, there are no, what does it say?
All's fair.
All's fair. Let me read you the words again. Mi shemafsik, someone who cancels, shidduch achrei kama pegishas, many dates. There's a lot of hurt. Someone's going to be hurt. Ha'im yesh inyan sheyoymar l'shatran, call up the shatran, please ask her mechila. Ask her mechila, I cause her agmas nefesh, or either or, it doesn't say who, boy or the girl. Levak yesh b'shmoy mechila me'at sara sheni. Av chayim kanes d'unu netumim. And he says, ein oit sarach. Don't. It's not. It doesn't say that. That's why. You got to be careful what it says here. Einoi tzarich. You're a dalek a rishon. You're a chayim kamenevsky. It's not necessary. Sometimes asking mechila can just make it worse. You know, make it worse. This is the rules. The rules are our world. All right, there's so much more here. I don't know if we're going to do more, but this is like, it's really jam-packed. A lot of stuff.